On the Road turned 60 this year, and one Hoosier-born literary luminary remembers the week it came out. He was in New York then. Dan Wakefield, perhaps best known for his coming-of-age novel Going All the Way and for editing the letters of Kurt Vonnegut, went to Columbia University and spent his 20s in New York writing for The Nation and other magazines. Wakefield shares his adventures with the likes of Kerouac and James Baldwin in his memoir, New York in the 50s. When I spoke with Wakefield at his home last Sunday, we got to talking about the city's best watering holes circa 1957.
Were there some good bars around Columbia that you used to go to?
Oh yeah, the West End Bar and Grill, that was the place around Columbia. It was right around 116th and Broadway. And when I was at Columbia, Kerouac and Ginsberg still sometimes hung out there. By the way, the ultimate hip bar, the most hip, if you had to say what's the most hip place in New York at that time, would be Johnny Romero's. It was in a little alley in the Village. I can't remember now. But in fact, I met Kerouac at Johnny Romero's. And I met him because, again, it was this guy, my friend from Columbia, Sam Astrakhan, had taken me to Romero's. And Kerouac was sitting around in the back with some other guys. And Sam knew him, and so Kerouac said, come, have a drink. So we sat down, and Kerouac was buying everybody drinks. I mean, I really wandered into some historic moments. Kerouac had just gotten his advance for On the Road, $500. He had a money belt. The only time I'd ever heard of a money belt was when I was a kid. I used to listen to Jack Armstrong, and Jack Armstrong at some point, I remember, talked about having a money belt. But anyway, he had his $500 in there. But that was something, Johnny Romero's bar, wow. It's funny because everybody now, anybody I talk to, young people, would all think, oh, New York in the 50s, oh, you must have known the Beats. The Beats were a small part of it. And in fact, most writers that I knew did not admire the Beats and did not admire their work. Baldwin always talked about Kerouac and Ginsberg as the Suzuki Rhythm Boys, because at that time there was a very popular book, the first really popular book on Zen in America was called An Introduction to Zen by D.T. Suzuki, and a lot of people were reading that, and Baldwin was dismissing them. And what he didn't like, he felt that Kerouac had romanticized black people and romanticized Harlem. And I remember he said with great contempt, he showed me some part of a Kerouac novel about blacks or about Harlem, and he said he had better never read that from the stage of the Apollo Theater. And his eyes would get big. He said that. John Updike, in fact, wrote a parody of On the Road called On the Sidewalk. It was about kids and their tricycles and playing outside. So there was a lot of not great reception to On the Road among other writers at that time. The standards of that time of the people that I knew and respected, and certainly would be a Baldwin, that you were trying to be exact, you know, and Kerouac was like the opposite of that. It was just sort of, I felt, romanticizing everything. I mean, you know, they're in Kansas. Oh, here we are in wonderful Kansas. It's the great American Kansas. And everything just was, I felt overblown, and It was kind of the opposite of Salinger or Hemingway. There's a woman named Helen Twerkoff, whose father was the painter, Jack Twerkoff, who helped the Five Spot get started. And Helen thought of On the Road not as a literary accomplishment, but as a sort of liberating thing. It enabled people to say, oh, to hell with it, I'll just pick up and go, I'll do anything. And I think that's really the appeal, and that has been the appeal. The thing I most liked of Kerouac, his novel Desolation Angels, where he talks about being in Tangiers and visiting boroughs, and for the first time he sees these other kids around there, younger than him, dressed in black, talking about, oh, wow, man, it's a gas. And he said, oh, God, did I create this? This is terrible, you know what? And anyway, it was a really small group of guys centered around Kerouac and Ginsberg, guys and girls, and it was not the prevailing bohemian culture. That, I guess that's a way to put it. I would think of the Village People that time as Mike Harrington, Nat Hentoff, the jazz critic. He went on to do much more than that, but that's how he started off. A writer who should be known and isn't, named Seymour Krim, who wrote wonderful essays. We were informal, but not studiedly dressing up in a certain way. One of the rules was you never had to put on a tie unless you went north of 14th Street. And in the Village, you could just be informal. And there was a wonderful feeling around Washington Square on Sundays. And there was always somebody with a guitar, and the folk stuff was getting big then too. You'd go to Washington Square on Sunday and you would know everybody. I mean, I know I would see Hentoff and Harrington and Helen Weaver and Callum Elliott. Helen Weaver, who a good friend who wrote a book, a very good book about the era called The Awakener, Kerouac and New York in the 50s. She had been a girlfriend of Kerouac for a while. And then she was a girlfriend of mine for a while. And after Kerouac, I seemed real reasonable. So I had a big advantage there.
Dan Wakefield's chronicle of his mid-century literary and artistic milieu is called New York in the 50s, which was also made into a documentary film. After leaving Indianapolis for New York in 1952, Wakefield didn't return to live in Naptown till 2011. I visited him at his home there last weekend with my colleague, David Brent Johnson. Tune in for an upcoming episode of David's program, Nightlights, to hear Dan's take on the music and night spots of the era. I'm Yael Cassander.